Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Skill Gap podcast. We're coming at you live with some Fuego news in the community. But before that, as usual, chilling with me is Persian. Persian, how's it going?
Good, man. Good. Well, how are you?
Great, man. Phenomenal. Not tired at all. It's not 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I was about to say. No one knows, man. We're not degenerates.
I was gonna keep that secret, but hey, what is it? We found ourselves awake, nothing to do. Let's grind out an episode. It's a perfect scandal because
you gotta say that this is dedication. We're doing this at 4:30 a.m. because we couldn't find a better time to do this.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually, you were just saying how like with the next coming days, we don't even know the next window opportunity, and it kind of all fell into place. Not that we're happy about the news that came out today, actually quite the opposite. It gives us an opportunity to talk about the EA scandal, which if you know, you know. If you don't know, well, how does one describe what happened? I guess from my eyes, what I've seen is that there is a black market for items on FIFA Ultimate Team. And so, you know how you can usually buy coins online, which is not legal. This is different. You pay someone to literally put icon cards like Moments Ronaldo or Moments Khalid in your account on a low cost, like a grand, which seems like a lot, but it really isn't if you know what you actually get out of a grand of FIFA points, etc., etc. Am I missing anything?
I think it was, to be specific, it ranged from, they would put, the options were, from what we've seen, from the screenshots we've seen, it was like 1,200, I think, or 1,000, to ranging to 2,000, maybe, something like that. And they would have different options. They would either put two icon moments in a team of the year, or like that's how they would sell it, basically. And apparently there were employees within EA that were doing this kind of stuff and were selling and were putting these players or items in your account. So yeah, and EA has responded to it, I think, right?
Yeah, they have. They released a tweet, you know, the general thing you'd release. I'm actually surprised, to be fair, that I saw it because in hindsight, I thought they were just going to brush it under the rug. I figured that all the proof that came out, I thought they would be like, this is nothing. You can fake screenshots, you can fake this and that. But so in the end, when they came out and said that they're looking into this, we're going to start an investigation, swift action will be taken, blah, 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 because we don't accept this. I was surprised because I didn't expect them to.
The thing is, the evidence was kind of stacking up because there were different instances. There was like, I saw a tweet of a guy that basically showed his team, and he showed he got R9 moments, Moments Khalid, and like team of the years, and he had them all untradeable, and he basically had all of them had the same amount of games played. So that means he must have packed them at the same time, right?
Yeah.
And he was basically bragging about that. So like all these like different types of evidence that came from either the screenshots, different communities, they all knew about this, and they all had evidence from all sorts of like angles, basically. So there, it was hard to deny. And even before this, we knew, you and me knew about like this idea of like, if you pack like a Moments Ronaldo or some player like that that's like extinct, you could sell it yourself. So there were people that wanted to pay good money for that. So I'm not surprised that something like this like basically happened. But yeah, it's surprising that people from within EA would do this.
And that's the key thing, right? Because I'm not saying that if you have a Moments R9 in your account and you know you pack him legitimately, it's right that you go out of your way to sell him to someone for in real life money, in the sense that he's so rare that people who did pack him legitimately genuinely have the option to go online and be like, I'm gonna sell the possibility of listing him. So you say, okay, I'm gonna list him at 5 p.m. here, and you pay me a grand and a half. That's pretty like enticing for a user, right? Because you just hit the jackpot, you'll take your 15 million coins that you get, I mean, minus the tax, you sell him and you get real life money for it. That's not right. But I think I did see a little too many people saying that it's no different what happened, what came out today to that. And I really disagree with that, because not that either of them can be excused, but there are different levels, because this is a black market supplied by the source, and the source being EA. And so when people at EA have the ability to add, remove, and do whatever they want to any accounts, and they make use of that for an extra grand and a half, and then obviously it stacks up depending on the customers, I think that's really bad. That's a really bad
depending look how long them. They've been doing this. They could have been doing this for years, like, for all we know.
Yeah, and it's like the fact that there's always a devil's advocate even in this case, it kills me, man. It kills me. It's such a slap in the face. Obviously, I think that I would never spend money on this game. But to those who did, I mean, I see so many people on Twitter under the EA replies, man, I spent $3,000, and, you know, everyone attacks him. Boy, you spent. He's like, well, look, man, I know it's just a game, but I make enough to spend it. It's like, whatever. All right, fine. But still, even if I am well off and I can spend $3,000 on FIFA 21, it doesn't matter. I see a lot of people like really upset, and rightly so, because they're spending $3,000 to pack 88 Kante is their best. And then you could have just spent $1,000 and you had R9 and a Hullet.
The thing is, they've created this problem by making everything so rare and making all these players so inaccessible. Like, the fact that you create these moments icons and half the time they're not even on the market, that's how rare they are, it's ridiculous. Like, it should not be like that. And I don't know, like, what is even the point? Are you trying to make some, I mean, I get what the point is, they're trying to make something so exclusive that you basically need to sacrifice an arm and a leg to get it. But I don't know, man. I think it's very shady the way they do this, the way they keep releasing these newer cards and they keep making them even more rare and rare, than people spending thousands and thousands and thousands on these. It's gambling. It's basically gambling. That's what it comes down to. And I don't know, man. It's like a problem they created themselves, and it's no surprise that people are gonna make use of that. Even EA employees, they are just humans, so they're gonna see their opportunity to make some extra cash and do that. Like, it's no surprise, basically. It always happens in anything, I think.
What kind of surprises me is, like, all right, you have access to, you know, do this and give people accounts. I mean, cards. I mean, I remember once seeing David Myler, a professional football player, ex-pro player at this point, just because of who he was, EA gave him a special pack with 11 rares, and those rares were literally 11 of the best icons in the game, Prime Hullet, Prime R9, blah, 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 blah. So that, we always knew that was in their capabilities. But what I'm saying is, like, how are you starting an investigation for this now? Shouldn't you have, like, a system in place that says, oh, someone just did this. Like, you know, it's a big moment. A big
regardless of that system, I think just that, what you just said, because you're a football player or a celebrity, you get all these players for free, right? I think just that is a middle finger to the players that are basically built, made your game, and they're spending money on your game. Because, like, just because who you are, you're getting these cards for free while other people are spending so much money on your game and not getting even one of those players. That's kind of, I don't know, man. I feel like that's, like, insulting to the average player, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, because I was going to say, because I often hear, well, it's normal, it's life in marketing. All the athletes get all the new shoes, all this and that. And, like, you know, LeBron James, when the PlayStation 5 comes out, he gets like 5 PS5s, sure, 3 of every game. But I feel like this is a bit different. I don't know, because the game, it's within the game, right? You already spend money on the game. Give David Miley the game for free or something, you know? Why do you have to give him?
Which they already do as well.
Yeah. Like, that's fine, right? That's completely fine. But I think there's a nuance to when you're
the painful part is you're giving them an advantage in the game as well. Like it's not just you're giving them items in the game. These items in the game change your game. Like, they basically give you the best advantage you can get. And usually people spend money on this, but now they're just getting that advantage for free as well, which makes it even more unfair. Because you're playing these people in the weekend league. Like, you'll play these guys in the weekend league, and they'll just have an advantage because EA decided, like. Which makes it a bit, like, I don't know, it's hard to swallow.
That's a good point, because Again, it goes back to what I said about you will only understand if you truly understand how foot works and everything's intertwined. And if it was a full casual game, like, okay, fine, whatever. You could make the argument that it's just life and then celebrities get their things for marketing purposes. But again, like you said, you can face them in Weekend League. Guess what Weekend League is? It's the competitive mode. It all ties in together. You know, there's so many things that work against each other. And I know that companies like EA are so big that every department is like so far and out. And I'm not saying like the competitive team wanted this, because obviously when you're a big company, departments are so spread out that the marketing team may never talk to the dev team. The dev team may never talk. I mean, I hope the dev team talks to the competitive team, but the competitive team may never talk to the marketing team. But at the end of the day, there's consequences to how people perceive you as a company and as a game and as an esports scene. And while it makes sense marketing wise to do things like this, at the end of the day, you've set up your game where it ruins the competitive integrity. And I feel like anyone who doesn't see that is just generally not invested in the game enough to know what they're talking about. They just don't get it. They're like, what's the big deal, right? All the stars always get everything, but that's the thing. David Myler is also a very good FIFA player, and he's always, enjoyed playing competitively as a very good FIFA player, and he's played many pros in Weekend League and beaten them, right? And in a competitive mode with the thing players is, that he got for free.
It's already, that's the problem. It's already, it already feels unfair when someone has a way better team than you. But you could make it up by saying, okay, he spent a lot of time trading, or he spent a lot of money. So like, that's like kind of like, okay, I can deal with that. But when they get it for free, because like EA decides to give them that competitive advantage because of who they are, that feels unfair. That feels really unfair. More unfair than the other ones, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So I don't know, man.
The saddest part of what you said is that, like, we've gone to a point where we understand that you can pay for a competitive advantage.
Yeah, we've been conditioned that way to think that's normal, right? So like, that's, you accept that, but when you go a bridge further, it's like, okay, that's a bit too much.
Yeah, just as long as we always remind ourselves that even having a competitive mode where people can have an advantage it's crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy.
That's the climate they're creating. And if you're, the funny thing is, how is this any different? Like, this is pretty much from the stance that these are individual employees, obviously making money off it as well. But it's kind of the same idea, no? Like, they're deciding who to give players to, and well, this time it's with a discount instead of for free. But it's basically the same concept. They're just giving like cards to these people. So like, why is it any different from them giving like a bunch of cards to David Myler or something like that?
For sure.
It's pretty much the same. It's pretty much the same idea, but like I said, they don't want to be in the news like this. I think that really tarnishes their look.
Yeah, and rightly so. What I want to ask you is, so obviously you mentioned that things like these are inevitable, like black markets and stuff, when you're in an extreme situation.
You're creating a climate. No, you're creating a climate for it to happen. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
yeah. You know, there, because you mentioned like these cards aren't even available in the market. You don't have Icon SBCs. Before we get into like anything Icon SBC related, what would you say if someone told you that the pack weight on these cards isn't, it's obviously bad, but it's not as bad as you'd think because people are packing them, but what if they told you statistically people are more inclined to never sell their Moments R9 because it's Moments R9?
I mean, I wouldn't believe it. Like, it's very unlikely.
But if they did, do you think that's like a plausible excuse for that?
What do you mean?
Well, because you say, look, guys, we can't do anything. Like, Moments R9 is not being packed anywhere.
I would have to see hard numbers on it. That's the only way, right? I believe. Not by, oh, guys, this is what we're just telling you. If they can prove it to me with like actual numbers and statistics, sure, then maybe I'm wrong. But I don't believe it. Because like, you have to look at it this way. How many times do you even see them on Twitter? You know how fast people are to go to social media when they get a crazy pull or whatever. How many times do you see people backing like Moments R9? It's very rare. It's very, very rare. And considering rare. Considering anyone like any regular basis would think that's very like noteworthy. Basically, you can pretty much bet your money on it that they would go to social media, whether it be any social media, to be honest. But it's you don't see it a lot, man.
Yeah, you don't. Obviously, the caveat is that like so many players aren't even on Twitter. Do you think if let's say EA said that Moments R9 is literally as packed as 94 R9, which is the mid version with the 2002 triangle haircut, would you believe that?
No. But I mean, that's their whole point, no? They tier their cards basically, all right? Icon moment cards are tier 1, prime icons are tier 2, mid icons are tier 3. Like it goes down and down and down like that. And then you get to gold cards and then team of the years. Like I think there's a rarity difference between all these cards, and they do that on purpose, cuz it's no wonder that like Moments R9 is basically like never on the market throughout multiple games as well.
Yeah.
Like it's just no coincidence, man. And there's plenty of R9s, mid R9s on the market. There's plenty of, well, I don't know about prime R9, but there's plenty of mid R9s on the market regardless. At all times.
A lot more. Which is why I'm thinking,
I think even at the start of the game.
Yeah, which is why I'm thinking, like, if I packed mid R9, I think I'd keep him for sure, but eventually I would sell him. I don't know. I don't even know how I would react, to be honest. But that's why I'm thinking, like, surely
depends on your team too.
If your argument is that if you pack Moments R9, you keep him, I feel like that should go the same for 94 R9, and there's a lot more of him on the market, like way more, even like a 90 Hullet, and you know he's an excellent. But excellent
who's even
card.
Making this point?
I've seen it. I've seen it around. So it's like. Because at the end of the day, until we have to work around so many question marks, like you said, is it tiered? I think it's definitely tiered. I've opened enough icon packs to know that that it is tiered. Like there's no, I think it's tiered on prime. Like if you open a mid or prime icon pack, a pack that has one or the other, I think a prime is more rare. And on top of that, R9 prime is even more rare. Like it's just,
dude, we did the whole pack, the icon pack video last year where I opened like. Crazy amount of icon packs, and like how many times did I pack the same icons? Like,
yeah, there's a cut like last year, like
we had so many duplicates.
Was like, yeah, it's just so annoying, man.
It's no coincidence, man. Like, it's
the
just,
English flag,
it's just rigged, like, but it is what it is.
How do you solve this then? Like, okay, you see the memes on Twitter, like, all right, EA, solve
make
this, give us all R9,
make
so
them more
SBCs.
Whether it be icon, SBC, everything, to be honest, like make them more accessible, make them less rare. Like it's fine that they want to have like certain players are more rare than the others, but don't make them like rare that there's none on the market. Like that's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. Like the prices this year have gone up substantially as well. Like you have team of the years for like, well, they've dropped like after the market crash, but they were like 9 million, like 8.5 million for Ronaldo. Like, what are we talking about?
What are they usually like 6-7 maybe?
Yeah, around that. Like last year, team of the year Ronaldo was expensive because he was in packs for a short amount of time because he was a special pick or something. He was like the 12th man. Mm-hmm. But so he was more expensive, but like usually he's not like 9 million. The prices are just going out of hand. I think it's because more and more people spend money as well, so there's more coins, etc. Less, like there's no fitness in the game, so obviously everything's like a bit inflated. But I don't know.
Yeah,
this market stuff. Like I don't know. They've created a very very good cash cow for themselves, but it's not really healthy to have a market like this, I think.
Game's toxic as hell in terms of like the actual accessibility of icons. I understand that the game would die if everyone had Moments R9, but at the same time, I said this earlier, like there's no route for a gameplay dude to get there, man. And it's a slap.
No, if you're strictly only gameplay, like the only way you do this is if you get top 100 every week and you'd still barely,
not even, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You'd still barely scrape it. Like the problem here is they lied to us as well. Like last year, like we saw the screenshots of them like basically when they promised Icon SBCs were coming back, they're going to make it, this year is going to be the most accessible, the most, it's going to be the best, like whatever, like all their marketing talk, right? And they haven't released one Icon that was top tier, not one. It's all been like very mid-tier Icons, and they've all been pretty much the price that the tradable ones were. Like, it's the same price as the tradable ones. So I don't know what their idea is here. Like, I don't know what they're going for, but I think it's kind of disgusting, to be honest. Like,
you know,
it's just milking your player base to the extreme.
You know what's even worse? We were talking about this. I was telling you, like, whether it was Icon Swaps Bootra this year or Moments Nedved SBC, it's always the same ones, dude. Like, last year, Icon Swaps won the best or the most meta looking striker was Bootra Gueño. This year, Icon Swaps 1 came later, so it should have been a little better, and they still give us Bootra Gueño. Two years ago, when we had Icons SBCs, who did they give us at some point? Prime Nedved. I'm pretty sure. Obviously, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Who do you get this time? Moments Nedved. Everyone in my chat, yo, Moments Nedved is a cop stallion. Let's go, dude.
People are so desperate to have something usable that they, like, as soon as they see something, they're just jumping on that. Like, this is how, like, I keep saying this, but this is how EA conditions people in this game. Like, everyone just, the standards just go lower and lower, and everyone just gets hyped over, well, basically nothing. it's I don't know. It's painful to see, to be honest.
Dude, the same ones, and like, he's obviously a left mid, which if you play the game, you know, it's a problem in terms of chemistry. The left mid position is one that you don't really want to, it's not worth getting rid of Neymar El Shaarawy for me. It's like, the 1 year Nedved Moments is a cam card. He doesn't get an Icon SBC at that point. He's more accessible. It's just such a pain in the ass, bro.
Also, note that they've made the Icon Swaps thing. There's only like, what, like four Icons in there? Like, it's mostly all gambling. Like, it's all player pick, pack, like fodder pack or mid Icon pack, mid or prime Icon pack. It's not like like set choices anymore. Like, there were some good, like at the start, I think 2 years ago or last year, it was like Blanc, like baby Blanc,
Rio Ferdinand,
at the start of the game, Rio Ferdinand. Like, those were players that you could do something with. But now they don't do that. They've limited the picks of like the actual Icons, and all the picks that you get are basically trash for the time of the year that you're using them. Maybe not for the super, super casual player, but for anyone that plays the game regularly, these players don't cut it anymore.
Yeah, and I see that all the time as well. Like, guys, maybe this isn't a promo for you. Well, nothing's for me, man. Like, there's nothing.
Basically, objective cards are the same. Objective cards, like, they're all just very underwhelming. Like, they're all like, what objective card do you really use? Have you seen any objective cards that you thought like, okay, that's gonna fit in my team?
I think the only one was Tonali, but that was only because in preparation for a 1 weekend off Italian team. But like, that's just about it. Even the season players, again, the Shio is the first that I'm like, but then that's very me. That's just a me choice because, again, Italian team. I want to make an Italian team for a video at one point. But if I wasn't, no, these are boring. We get Sessegnon at the end of this season, who has okay stats. Of course, he's a left mid. We need more right wingers. We got a left mid. Not that he would have been like God tier right mid, but like, even that, like, why is he a left mid? We don't need more left mids. I don't know, man. I think the best one I've ever seen last year was that Awar card. He was the best one. Even he died off eventually because of the power curve. But it's just the objectives are terrible. I think it's not, and a lot of people,
they're just
like,
fodder cards. Like, you can use them. You get the card just to put them in an SBC. Like,
yeah, I get that for, like, my gambling addiction for Icon packs. That's all I use them for.
I can't even be bothered to do any of them. My team isn't even that good. That's the sad part. Like, it's not even that good, and I can't like see any of these cards like fit in my team, or I wouldn't go out of my way to play 10, 15 games to get these cards. Like, that's how bad they are to me. I just can't be bothered.
Like, for example,
we can make a sec we can make a segue into that. Like, you just said power curve. Like, we can talk about like how cards, like how fast, especially this year, like it's happened every year to be honest, but like how fast this year they seem to basically just get worse. I don't know. I don't understand. Like, we've played co-op, we've played single player. We know how like certain cards, like one week they'll be okay, and then the next week, like, it's like they just lose everything that made them good.
Yep.
And
it's like they expire.
Yeah, it's literally like they expire. Like, that's why like gold cards at a certain point just get so far below the power curve that they just plummet in price, and like they don't do what they were doing in the start of the game. Like, I understand, like, when it comes to pace, when there's like when your defenders get faster, that your player can't do that you can't outpace that defender anymore. I get things like that makes sense, but like, why are certain players taking worse touches as time goes by? Like, why do your players become worse instead of the other players getting better? I don't get it.
It goes to show you how gameplay wise things like composure are so prevalent.
Yeah.
Like, just the fact that your player is now surrounded by better players, that same 92 Neymar that was a god is now just taking the worst touches. So he gets worse, which is fine, but he's getting worse out of factors that are out of your control. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's on purpose. It really goes hand in hand with the general feeling on gameplay that we had in so many aspects that we're like,
it's also a way to force you to spend more money on the game. It's also that you get the better players. You need to realize as soon as you play, you're like, oh, these players aren't cutting it anymore. What can I do? Like, either you're good enough to get your finishes anyway and upgrade your team like that, or you spend money. Like, that's how they do it. Like, that's how a lot of, like, they call them gacha games, like gambling games. That's how they do it as well. Like, when they, like, these mobile games that have, like, a certain, like, rare characters, after a certain while, those characters, the new ones that they bring out, like, become so much stronger that your old characters just become irrelevant. So you have to keep spending. It's a sad reality in this game, but they don't really tell you. You feel it in the game, though. You see it because you don't see any stat numbers that, like, when you're playing in the game, you can't really put your finger on it. You can't prove it, but you feel like that your player is getting worse.
Yeah, it reminds me of I used to play Diablo, and like every time you re-go through the story, a sword that maybe you found in the previous story, you had an easier difficulty, all of a sudden is like starting to get worse, and you find a better one, which is fine. That's how the game is literally built around it, whereas FIFA wasn't really built around that all the time. So it's like slowly getting worse and worse, so it feels like awful. I don't know. I know you play a lot of Genshin. I don't know if it's similar there.
Yeah, it's like that too. Like, it's, but those are games that are revolved around numbers, right? So you do a specific amount of numbers, and you know what kind of, like, say you're doing damage, you know what kind of damage you're doing. So that stays the same. That doesn't change. The only thing you could do is, like, either you make the enemy stronger, or you make the new characters come out do even more damage. So at that point, you can say, okay, I'll get the new character. But end of the day, those games are single player, so you're not playing anyone, so you're not necessarily getting an advantage over anyone else. Now you're playing against other players, and the thing that I think is really important when we're talking stats, like I said, if someone has more pace than you, they're outpacing you, fine. But I think a player's feel, like an individual player, how he plays in the game should never change. Like, if I'm fine with Neymar's turning, it shouldn't be 2 months after that fact or a month after that he can't turn anymore for me. I feel like I can't move with the guy anymore. He takes heavy touches, the ball bounces off his foot. That should never happen. That should always be consistent. And I don't understand. Well, I mean, I do understand because, like I said, they want to sell more FIFA points. But that's kind of, I don't know. I think that's disgusting, man. Them doing stuff like that, it's weird.
I think it's worse that because, for me, I don't even think it's intentional. It's literally how the game is made. Like, they make it so that there is composure. There are all these things that no matter what you do, if you're in a certain situation, your guy's going to take a terrible touch. And that terrible touch becomes, at the start of the game, it's with Martial. And then after 2 months, it's with Neymar. And it scales up. So it's like the gameplay issue is like leaking and working alongside the marketing or the pack issue.
I think it is intentional, to be honest, but obviously I can't prove that. It's just you see this throughout so many games that have the same microtransaction mechanics that I think it's a business model. I genuinely think this is a business model. But yeah, that's, like I said, I can't prove that.
Yeah, and speaking of pay to win and all that stuff, so I just played a weekend league with a full silver team, and it was extremely like difficult, and yeah, it was a grind, but I did all right. And you know, if anyone is listening and you haven't seen it, you can check it out on my YouTube channel. But you know, there were some comments, quite a surprising amount of saying like, oh, the fact that I did all right was proof of scripting. It was proof of handicap because I shouldn't be able to win those games, and my team shouldn't be able to play that well. I was surprised because I was like, yeah, I won those games, but are you seeing the way my guys are turning? Like, do they look like they're nimble?
If anything, if anyone was watching those games, if you've watched 1 through 30 games that you played, like if you watch all the games, you would realize that you would have had to, you should have won more.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd say it's the other way around. So I don't know where they're getting this from. Like if that's your logic, that means that skill is irrelevant at that point. So team should always decide who wins.
It was funny because these comments were all like, yeah, Stallion's good, but still it's scripted.
Yeah, it's crazy. You can't say that. First of all, if you wanna have that opinion, you would have to look at the games individually. You would have to watch. And I think in pretty much all the games, well, not pretty much all the games, but yeah, pretty much all the games. That's actually correct. Pretty much all the games you deserve to win. So in that sense, the only reason you were missing your chances is because you were playing a silver guy up top and he was just missing the most ridiculous chances and he was just either taking a weird touch or whatever, which is normal with silvers. It makes sense. So also you didn't do all the broken mechanics that like would have given you maybe an edge. So yeah, I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
All these things play a role. But
a few extra bridges here or there, I easily win 3-4 more games. That's for sure. Yep. But the comedy was, I think there was one specific guy who was like, bro, like you're good and everything, don't get me wrong, but you don't understand the feeling that is when your 10 players turn into stones and don't move, and that's what happens when you play a silver team. And I was like, dude, homie, you got it completely twisted. That's what happens when you have Neymar and the power curve creeps up.
Like, yep. Absolutely. But I'll say this. All these guys that think that's scripting, play with a silver team yourself. Play with a full weekend and see how many you win.
Do it. Everyone was also saying, how do you... It's proof because you're doing just as well with your silver team as your gold team. First of all, I was like,
what?
No. I did well, but I do way better with my gold team, first of all. Second of all, I also noticed like people would refer back to the that thing, man. Oh, it slipped my mind. That's a big L. That's annoying as hell. What was it? You know what happened there? I was like speaking and I was hoping it would come out back in my head if I just kept saying words, but it didn't come back.
No, I can't help you. I don't know where you were going with this.
Damn, where was it? Silver Weekend League pay to win scripting. Dude, it'll come back to me and we'll get back to it. All right, that's all I can say. It's definitely going to come back to me within the next 10 minutes. So we're going to use this opportunity for the poorest segue of all time and talk about something that was also kind of a heated moment. Not really a heated moment. It was a moment of discussion on Twitter. It feels like 10 years ago, but it was actually just like a few days ago. I was talking about skill canceling on Twitter the other day. I was having a pretty normal discussion with some people I follow. And I was like, you know, there were comments on Twitter saying skill canceling is a great addition. Like keeper movement, it adds to the skill gap. And I went in there like swimwear, like, you know. I disagree.
It honestly hurts seeing that. It hurts seeing that.
Yeah. Hey, it's totally fine if you want to have that opinion, but that's what Twitter's for, right? You see an opinion, you respond, and you talk, right? That's the point of Twitter. So I went in there saying it's terrible. And we talked it out. Pretty much his points and everyone else's points who agreed, which did feel like the minority of people, was that it helps differentiate between a good player and a great player. And these are things that, like, in close games, if, you know, that's what gives you the edge. You get that extra one goal and you've won. My argument was that, you know, I can agree that in this specific FIFA, you need that because of how poor everything else that should be in the game is and how limited chance creation is. But it's a purely mechanical skill gap in the sense that all there is to it is that you know, for example, let's take a cancelled croquetta. You do it. You get to the edge of the box. You do it. You spam it. And you just hope that you have the half a yard of space to shoot. That's it. It's like a hope and pray kind of mechanic. And just because you have to press R2 and L2 really quickly to cancel an input, it's not even that fast, man. It takes two seconds to cancel a croquetta.
Technically, anyone can do it.
It's not.
Unless you don't have the fingers or like the dexterity. But most people that play games on a regular basis should be able to learn that. It's not like it's rocket science.
Yeah. And dude, I don't understand why people are so obsessed with this. People keep linking skill gap to mechanics. Like, bro, this isn't Fortnite. This isn't about building 17 things and, you know, editing and all these. We have 15 different binds. There's a big, we've talked about it so many times. There's a huge skill gap already in decision making. A point I use so much was that you see it. Because I said it was a senseless, and he's like, no, it's not senseless. You do it in certain areas, and you add it on top of your gameplay. First of all, you don't add it on top of anything because passing is irrelevant, pressing is irrelevant, blah, blah, blah. This is literally like a game-changing thing on its own. And second of all, the proof that it's senseless, just look at pros. I see pros start going on skill runs with solo players, and by skill runs, I mean they just do the most outrageous speed boost into canceled croquetas over and over. And they miss about 55 chances to shoot, which is proof. Because if it wasn't as senseless as I'm making it out to be, the first opportunity that comes up where you have the space to shoot, people would recognize that. And people would play for that first opportunity and exit that move and shoot instantly. But rather, people miss about 55 chances to shoot because they're so busy spamming, right?
Yeah.
They're just like, spam, 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 spam. And then they hope that when they stop spamming is the moment that they have a half a yard to shoot. They don't recognize the half of a yard to shoot in the middle of the spamming because you can't, it's going too fast. Like, you're just spamming. That's the ultimate proof that it's senseless.
Not just that, it takes, it starts becoming a better choice than just logical passes, just normal passes that anyone would play if they're trying to break down a defense. People don't do that anymore. They start doing these skill cancels. They start doing like skill runs. Like, stuff like that is more effective to them than actually passing. But sometimes we'll watch these pro games and we'll just sit in a call and just laugh basically at what are they doing right now. Like, they just play so weird. Like, they play so strange. And well, if you look at it from a purely football perspective, it's not logical what they're doing. So that's literally what this game is. Like, you're just doing all these broken things, and it basically doesn't have a lot to do with football.
For sure. And that's a good segue into, you say it doesn't have to do a lot with football. And people always mistake that when we say that, like, go play PES. And we're like, dog, like, because people say, well, it's a video game. If it's not supposed to be a perfect simulation. And I was like, I know. You know, there's people forget that a video game of a football simulator isn't a video game because you can cancel a croquetta. It's already very unrealistic based on the fact that us as users have 360-degree vision on every player. Passing is, you can ping it really quickly compared to real life. Dribbling, left stick dribbling is unrealistically fast. Blah, 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 blah. There's plenty of things that already make the video game a video game, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like people act like removing all these gimmicks would be like, well, no, it's super realistic. No, it's not, dude. It's still such a video game. Dude, you can do an R1 cross missile into people. People volley it perfectly first time. That makes it a video game. Like, what? You know? People just look over that like it's nothing.
Absolutely.
Also, funny thing. I remember, because I was making the point that these are, like, based on that whole video game thing, like, I understand the video game having a take on something that exists. For example, FIFA's take as a video game on left stick dribbling is that you should be able to turn pretty quickly compared to real life. Fine. Perfect. The video game take on sprinting is that you can sprint and you're consistently running at the real speed. In real life, you know, some days you might be at 80%, you sprint 80, but that's not in the game. Or just, you know, you get the point. You could pass, you could see so many things, right? It's a video game. But the canceling of skill moves is based off of fantasy. You cannot cancel a croquetta mid-motion. That's not how the croquetta works. You can cancel a rainbow flick in this game. Like, what? And the ball exits differently. That's not how it works. You don't just cancel if you played football and you do a croquetta and you cancel it, it's not a canceled croquetta. That means you're faking going into croquetta. And essentially, the way it would look in a video game is when, you know, when you dribble holding L1 and your guy just constantly dribbles with one leg and the ball's on the other leg. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. That's what it would look like. But you don't stop once you've started. That's physically impossible. How do you stop the ball mid-motion without actually using your left foot? What? And so then that's when I said in this whole discussion, well, then why can't we have a super jump button? And I referred to a clip that went viral at the start of FIFA where, you know, the striker gets the ball, the defender's right on him, the ball goes through the defender's legs, and to get past the defender, the striker does a jump 5, 6, 7 meters into the air like he's Thanos. And I was like, why can't we have a super jump button? You know, it adds a skill gap, a huge skill gap. All of a sudden, it's like Rocket League where there's different volumes to worry about and you have to think about super jumps. You know, it's the same. I don't see a difference. I don't see a difference between those two things. But we like to pretend that skill canceling is a thing. I think canceling should. I don't even think it should be a thing. But if it is to be a thing, it shouldn't go beyond shots and only for the animation that Robin would do. You know, when he just like dribbling in a straight line on his left, cutting. But even then, like, why can't you do that with a fake shot? I don't get it, man. I don't know.
I think. The problem is when people talk about us and think we're trying to have like an exact simulation of football, it's kind of the opposite because we've always been like an advocate for arcadey fast football. Like that's why I fell in love with the old PES games because they were fast. They were fast, that you had pace, you could dribble, you could do all these things and you could pass. So that's where the skill gap lies in my opinion, because that actually like forced you to have good decision making and actually good vision to be able to do all those things at a high speed, basically, right? You would have to have the right decision making at a right tempo. So I like fast paced games. I just don't like games where everything revolves around doing skill moves or canceling skill moves in this instance. So it's just not realistic. It doesn't have to do with the core aspect of football, and that's just simply dribbling, passing, shooting, like all these things. And skill moves have a place in that, but it shouldn't be the single way that you break down a defense. It's ridiculous. Skill moves should be details. They should give you that extra edge, not be the core of your game.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it is now. That's where you are now.
Yeah, dude. I put this in a video, man. Saw this guy, this pro player. He was pretty much... So imagine the box. He was at where the line of the box meets the end line, the corner. And he's like, with R9, it's like, how's he going to... No, he's got to pass it. Nope. He does 4 consecutive canceled croquetas in a row and just, I don't know, like a merry-go-round goes around the defender and then finds himself in a space to shoot. And the commentators go crazy. I'm just like, what have I just witnessed?
I think a good example is, if you're going to have a parallel with real-life football, imagine... Because you're obviously at a disadvantage in this game if you don't do skill moves, right? If you don't do skill moves, you don't do bridges, you don't do canceling croquetas or whatever, all that sort of stuff. You don't cancel your skill moves. You basically handicap yourself. So imagine in real life football, you would have a harder time scoring if you didn't do skill moves. Imagine there's so many, like even Barca, like do you see Messi doing skill moves?
Nope.
Exactly. Messi literally just dribbles, shoots, passes. That's what he does. And that's the best player in the world. So in real life, if we equate it to real life football, he couldn't do what he does because he doesn't do those skill moves anymore. He should be at a disadvantage. It's ridiculous, man. Like, I think there should be a balanced way to play this game without having to spam skill moves and not be at a disadvantage. Like I said, it could be a detail in a slight instance. Like, you could do an elastico at the right time and put someone on the wrong track, on the wrong foot. That's fine. But I don't know, man. It's just way too prevalent in this game. It's all it is, to be honest.
Yeah, Maradona, one of the best, if not the best dribbler of all time. Guy just ran forward, man. That's it. He just ran straight forward. Like, what are we talking about? Neymar as well. Like, okay, he does a lot of skill moves, but a lot of times Neymar literally just runs through people. That's it. You just can't stop him. The ball's glued to his feet.
The skill moves, usually people do skill moves when they're on the wing, like outside of the box range, right? They'll do a skill move there to get past someone, and then they'll do something effective, whether it be a cross or a pass back or a shot. Like, and now you just do these things in the box to glitch someone out. That's literally what it is now. You don't get past one player. You're trying to get past the whole team.
Yeah, bro. It's exhausting. It's so senseless.
But it's like we're playing FIFA Street.
It is FIFA Street, and it's like you're spamming them continuously until you fill your meter to get the boost. You know,
yeah.
Once you've done 50 croquetas, there you go. You score.
People doing rainbow flicks off kickoff and doing all that cringy stuff. I don't know, man. I don't know what made them create this game. I don't know what made them think this was a good idea. I genuinely don't. Didn't they say this year they would fix passing?
Yeah, reworked from the ground up was the words in some of the pitch notes.
Painful. I don't know what they were rebuilding from the ground up, but it was definitely not passing. It was definitely not passing. This game's passing is so bad. Is it worse than last year? I can't even remember anymore, man. I just know it's so bad. It's so incredibly bad. I just can't remember anymore.
It got worse in new ways, man, in terms of like even your own pass. It's just crazy. Some things did get better. Like, that's why the 4-4-2 isn't as good. Like, you just intercept the passes into the strikers from the wing easier. But God, man, the through balls, the X passes turning into triangles. And it's crazy how, you know, people think that's still fine. Not vast minority of people, but even then.
The thing is, everything just turns into a blur now, because from game to game, they're all so bad that you just forget what was bad about that game. You just can't even remember anymore because everything just feels terrible. Like, I'm genuinely trying to think of, like, what was good in the previous games. Like, I can remember, like, FIFA 20 has, like, slightly better left stick dribbling than this game. And, like, all that sort of stuff. Like, other than that, I can't really think of anything. It's just I wish they would give us a reason to, like, actually think of something to be like, this was great. Like, this year all I can think of is, like, they did a good thing putting co-op in the game, but a lot of the time the gameplay in co-op is terrible.
I wish co-op too much. It's like, it's good, but at the end of the day, we're scoring the same goal over and over, the same run.
True.
Sometimes.
No, but it gives you something to do that's, like, different from other games. In that sense, I like it. But yeah, when the game's bad, even co-op is boring to play. We play a couple games and then we just get bored and we go off. Like, I don't know, man. I really wish they would, like, from even like the menus and all that sort of stuff. Like, nothing is good. Nothing is good. Everything is just terrible all the time. And for some reason, they keep making more money. I don't know how they do it, but.
Friendlies,
that's how addiction works. Yeah, I like friendlies. I guess friendlies and objectives, they are, and how the swaps objectives play out, that's decent as well, except the cards are irrelevant. Yeah. it definitely is the most fun I had, though, like just playing friendlies. I think, like, the whole fast-paced golden goals type stuff, it made it more enjoyable too. Like, all that sort of stuff is fine. Like, I think that definitely was not bad.
True.
I'm gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Any questions from the chat? Kappa, we're not live. All right, boys, that's it from us. Don't forget to like, subscribe, leave us reviews on Spotify, iTunes, drop a comment on YouTube if you want to hear us talk about anything. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. What else?
Follow us on Twitter, Stallion Sama.
Persian 7. 7. True, true. That's get Persia to 1,000 followers. Okay. R9 giveaway. R9
giveaway. We'll hook you up with that EA employee. Don't worry about it.
For free. Peace, Nash.
Peace, peace, peace.